Many of the country's tertiary institutions are reopening today, mostly online with virtual learning. The WITS academic year is resuming online today. The Minister of Higher Education, Science and Innovation, Dr. Bladen Zamande, he's hosting a media briefing on funding decisions for the new prospective students in the post-school education and training sector. That's supposed to start at around 12:30 today, so we'll bring you that in the second half of the show. But Thando Kubeka keeping an eye on this story, because we've heard over the last week or two lots of concerns from students about whether or not they're going to be able to pay for their fees. It's been a tough year. We know that COVID has impacted people financially. The WITS SRC also raising concerns about first-year students who don't have laptops or accommodation. Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, on that one first. Thando, welcome to the Midday Report today. So obviously lots of concern from students today about whether or not they will be able to pay their fees. WITS seems to say that they've got plans in place.
Good afternoon, Mandy. That's right. And of course, we know that some universities are beginning their 2021 academic calendar today. But it's important to also note that not all of them are opening today. They're going to open in the coming weeks. The academic calendars were delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But universities such as WITS University are resuming with their academic calendar today. And of course, they're resuming amid student funding crisis that is still facing the country. We saw last week, Mandy, students disrupting registration at the Bloemfontein campus. Students were angry over the exclusion of students that still owe fees. I know that this university has since extended this registration period to give these students who have not yet paid a portion of their outstanding debt, you know, to come up with the money through funding programs. But it will also be interesting to hear how Minister Bladen Zamande will be assisting these students, because this problem has been going on for years. And there's also still a number of issues facing the sector, Mandy, such as student accommodation. Also this year, we have a high number of first-year students, and universities are still sticking to their quotas. Despite this, some like UNISA who have decreased their quotas. But this also raises concerns, you know, how many matriculants will be able to enroll in these universities. So we'll be closely watching the minister as he addresses us this afternoon, Mandy.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that he's going to have to explain. We know there's concern around NSFAS, and I see WITS also saying that they're going to be offering some kind of emergency accommodation as well. So these institutions that are reopening today, they are trying to kind of deal with all of these issues that are happening, and then most of the learning happening virtually as well.
Sure, Mandy. Learning is happening virtually because we're still in the COVID-19 pandemic. We also have data issues on top of that. And there are students who don't have laptops. And the minister, of course, promising, I think earlier, late last year, that the department will be giving these students, you know, laptops. He said they'll be dealing with data issues, you know, around students and learning and all of that. But of course, we know that many poor students were left behind because of not having these laptops and because so many classes were being done online. So we will, of course, be listening closely to hear how the minister is going to assist these poor students so they can catch up and not be left behind.
Thando Kubeka, EWN reporter, watching that for us. We'll bring you a bit of that minister's press conference in the second half of the show. But let's speak now to Kanakana Mudzanani, who is the WITS SRC Treasurer General, joining us now. Kanakana, obviously some concerns there for you around whether or not the students are ready, if they have the funding, particularly first-year students, to begin the school year.
Well, good afternoon to you and your listeners, Mandy. I think at first the SRC's position is very clear. We do not have leadership in this university. Since Professor Zebulon Vilakazi took over as VC, we have been limping from one crisis to the other because administratively, that university is not ready for the academic year, even though we are coming in now at least 3 months later after commencing with the year 2021. We say this at least from our side because the online academic year is obviously going to be continuing this year, yet the university has not provided students with data bundles that actually give us access to the university site. So the data we are having from the university is restricted. We cannot do thorough research, and we cannot even access the new university site for the academic program. But not only that, the university has not supported students in terms of devices so that we can actually access this online learning.
If I can just jump in there, what do you want the university to do? Do you want them to give you data and to give you devices?
Yes, the university, when they commenced with the online academic year last year, what they did, they provided us with data so that we can have the ability to learn remotely and online. They also went as far as asking laptops from donors, and they received donations. However, they have not distributed those laptops adequately, and as such, the university is not ready to proceed or resume with the academic year.
So Bladen Zamande is giving a briefing. It starts in the next 1 or 2 minutes. What do you want him to say?
Well, firstly, we want the Minister of Higher Education to acknowledge that the pandemic and the effects of lockdown affected the vast majority of students. The bursaries that they had were not able to pay their fees last year. So we want him to make a pronouncement to say, as the government, they are saying as much as universities have institutional autonomy, no students, particularly the ones that are academically deserving, must be excluded on the basis that they are unable to pay their fees. That is what we expect from the minister as he heads towards his address. But not only that, we want him to assure us that NSFAS is going to fix the challenges that it faced with administratively, roll out devices to students so that they can learn online. But not only that, the data bundles that we have been receiving at least last year must continue as well. So that is what we anticipate from the minister's address this afternoon.
Kanakana Mudzinani, the WITS SRC Treasurer General, you've heard what he said there. The Minister, Bladen Zamande, is about to start his press conference. Will he address all of that? Is he able to? Does he have the budget? Does he have the financing to be able to meet those expectations? We'll bring you a little bit of that when it begins later on in this show.